Hello?
Yes, this is Tarnisha giving you a call back from customer support. Did you request a call back from us?
Yes, we got a charge for how much? And we have no idea what is it for. We never order anything.
Okay, well, we are a third-party call center, so we do stand in for multiple online merchants. I can check and see if we have an account for you, and that will also locate the merchant that's billing as well. May I have your zip code, please?
96749.
Okay, that was 96749.
Yes.
And that first and last name?
Dominic Wentz.
Thank you for that. And for security purposes, can I get you to verify the shipping
What
address on file
company
for me, please?
is it from?
I'm waiting for everything to load up now, but I can't release any information until you verify something on the account. If you don't want to verify the address, you can verify the email address.
It's Wednesday at gmail.com.
Thank you for that. And just waiting for everything to load up here, and I'll be able to tell you the merchant.
How much is it, Dominique?
All right. So it looks like this might have been for a drawing for a cooler that was done back on the 1st of October. You'll have paid $574 to enter in. Looks like it was on a 3-day trial period, so if you no longer want to be
Okay,
part of that drawing.
wait, hold on. What did we order?
It was a sweet seats drawing for a chance to win some type of cooler.
For a cooler.
And it was done back on the 1st of October.
That couldn't be us. That wasn't us at all. That day was my son's wedding, so definitely it wasn't us.
Okay. Could it be possible that someone else could have placed the order or an accidental
No.
order? All right. Would you like to be sent to the fraud department on the day, except you are stating on a recorded call that this account was not made by you?
Yes, absolutely.
All right, give me one moment as I can get some notes on the account. I'm gonna go ahead and get the account canceled for you, and let's get you sent over, okay?
Okay, so we're gonna get our money back? I mean, we don't
That
even have it.
will be up to the fraud department. They will have to verify some more information on the account, determine if it's fraud, and if it is indeed fraud, then they will be the ones that process your refund back.
Okay.
All right, give me one moment as I get everything set up to get you transferred over, okay?
Your account is here. Here. She's talking like she's talking on your work.
Hello?
Yes, sir.
Hello. Yes. I got a charge on my account today, I noticed.
Yes,
How'd that
sir.
happen?
As I was explaining, to your spouse, it is from an order that was placed back on the 1st of October. It looks like it was for a sweepstakes drawing for a cooler. It was $574 was the entry fee for it. During the time, it was on a trial period type basis. So if you no longer want to be part of that drawing, you had to cancel within that time limit, which in this case, it looked like it was like a 4-day, maybe been a 4-day trial period. And after the 4-day, it did bill the 6732, which the 6732 is they basically re-enter you into that drawing to up your chances of winning that cooler, as well as sending out a gift code voucher to your email for you to shop on their discount shopping store. So that's what it looks like happened in this
Okay.
case.
I've never even heard of this thing before. Do they have an address
Usually
where
with
they're going to send the cooler to?
Yes, sir, there is an address on file. I did ask your spouse to verify. She did not. She will. So you'll have to verify, and I can see if it matches up with what we have here.
Okay. What address do you have?
It's a Hawaii address. And the zip code is 96749.
Okay. That is our zip code, but that's not our address.
Yes, sir, you have to verify the address. That's the only thing I can verify on my end. And that's because of security purposes. Because she didn't verify the address, I'm still not sure if this is you guys' account or not. The only thing she verified was the email, which the email does matches what we have on file. And this will also be the same process when you're transferred to the fraud department. They will have to verify all this information as well.
Trying to find something with her address on it because I don't know off the top of my head.
Okay.
Don't know if it's a business address or if it's our
This
personal address.
looks like a physical address, personal address.
A physical address? Susie, what's the physical address here?
15-1576.
It's 15-1576. 28th Avenue.
Okay, doesn't look like it matches what we have here. This one is 16-566. KEAAU PAHOA Road.
Okay, so that's
And
my business address.
okay. All right, and the phone number on file is 801-819-6935.
Yep. That's correct.
All right, and the email address that she verified was wentzde@gmail.com.
Yep, that's mine.
Okay, so it could have been an accidental order, something that was might have ordered by accident.
Okay, can you put a stop on there?
Yes, I can go ahead and get this account canceled for you, and that will stop anything else future from coming out.
All right, thank you.
You're welcome. Give me one moment and I'll get your cancellation number as well. All right, I got that account now canceled for you, and I also have a cancellation number for you as well, if you'd like to write that down. Yes, sir, I can send out a request to have that emailed out to you. Is there anything else I could do for you on tonight?
Oh, that'll be it.
All righty, well, I do thank you for calling customer support, and you do have a wonderful night, sir.
All right, thank you.